All right, so we're diving into this whole 10-hour, $10,000 work month thing today.
Oh yeah.
I know it sounds a little like late night infomercial territory, right?
Right.
But
yeah.
we're actually basing this deep dive on a review from someone who went through this whole program.
Interesting.
So is it a scam or are there actually some valuable strategies here?
Well, you know what really struck me about this review was the focus on strategy from the get-go.
Okay.
It's not about just working less, it's about working smarter.
I don't like that.
You know? The review goes deep on automating tasks, outsourcing strategically,
Yeah.
and building those in-demand digital skills that everyone's talking about.
Okay, so is this Laura Anderson, the creator of the program? Is she just another guru?
That's a good question. And actually, no, not really.
Okay.
And that's part of what makes this so interesting.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah.
Laura's story is actually pretty relatable. She wasn't always this successful entrepreneur.
Okay.
She was a college dropout, actually.
Go.
And she kind of transformed her own work life using these methods.
Interesting. So she's not just talking the talk, she's walked the walk.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not just theory.
Okay, cool. So what about the reviewer? Were they already some kind of online business expert?
No, not at all, actually. They were actually pretty skeptical at the start,
Okay.
you know, feeling overworked, dreaming of more free time,
Yeah.
but also wary of those, you know, too good to be true promises.
I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah, for sure.
That feeling of being stuck on the hamster wheel.
Yeah.
So tell me, what were some of the strategies that helped this reviewer actually get results?
So they focused on a few key areas. One big one was media buying,
Okay.
particularly Facebook ads.
Right.
They admitted at first they were just kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping something would stick.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
No real strategy,
Yeah.
just burning through ad budget.
So how do they turn that around?
So the program introduced them to this concept of custom audiences, which is like laser-focused targeting. So instead of just blasting ads to everyone, they started showing their ads to people who had already interacted with their business in some way.
So it's not just about getting your ad seen, it's about getting it seen by the right people.
Exactly.
So did that actually work?
It did. Their click-through rate doubled,
Wow.
and sign-ups for their course just went through the roof.
Nice.
They weren't wasting money on people who weren't interested.
I like it. And they didn't just stop at Facebook, did they?
Oh, they didn't.
Tell me they got into TikTok.
They did. They took those same targeting principles and applied them to TikTok ads,
Smart,
which I
yes.
think is really interesting because it proves that this stuff is adaptable. You know, it's not about mastering one platform, it's about understanding the underlying principles.
That makes sense. Okay, so we've got Facebook and TikTok covered.
Right.
What about good old email marketing?
Right.
I feel like so many people struggle with that.
Yeah, the reviewer actually described their initial email marketing as thrilling as watching paint dry.
Okay, I feel seen.
Just kind of generic blasts that were getting ignored.
Yeah, so what was different about this program's approach to email?
So instead of treating their entire email list as one big blob, they learned about segmentation and personalized messaging.
Oh.
So think about it. Are you more likely to open an email that says, "Hey, valued customer,"
Probably not.
or an email that says, "Hey, your name, I saw you were looking at tomato cages on our site"?
Okay, yeah, the second one for sure.
Right. It feels like a conversation.
Yeah, not just like a billboard.
Exactly.
Right.
And the results speak for themselves. The reviewer launched an ebook
Okay.
and they saw a 40% jump in sales
Yeah.
and a 30% boost in open rates just by tailoring those emails.
That's huge. Okay, so we've got smarter ads and personalized emails. What's next?
Let's talk about something that can be a little scary for some entrepreneurs: outsourcing and automation.
Yeah, letting go of control is tough.
It can be. The reviewer was actually a total control freak at first,
Okay.
but the program helped them see the value in delegating and automating certain tasks so they could focus on their strengths.
That makes sense. So how did they actually find people to outsource to?
They used online platforms like Upwork and Fiverr.
Oh, yeah, those are like talent marketplaces, right?
Exactly. They found a graphic designer who created amazing visuals for them.
Did that actually make a difference?
Huge difference. Their webinar registrations went up by 50% just from having better visuals.
Interesting.
And then they found a virtual assistant to handle all that social media stuff.
Oh, yeah, social media can be such a time suck.
Totally. And this virtual assistant not only managed the day-to-day posting and engaging,
Okay.
but they even crafted a viral post that led to a 60% boost in sales.
Wow, outsourcing done right can be powerful.
For sure. So that's outsourcing.
Okay, what about automation? What exactly are we talking about there?
Think of automation as your secret weapon for working smarter, not harder. The reviewer found tools like Zapier and HubSpot to be game changers.
Okay, but what do those tools actually do? I've heard the names, but honestly, I'm a little intimidated.
Let's break it down. So Zapier is like a connector. It links up different apps and automates tasks so you don't have to do everything manually.
Okay.
Like imagine your email list automatically syncing to your CRM. No more copying and pasting.
That would be amazing.
Right. And then HubSpot is awesome for streamlining your marketing and sales processes.
Okay.
Like nurturing leads, onboarding new clients, that kind of stuff.
So they're getting the right people with their ads, building relationships through emails, and then freeing up their time through outsourcing and automation. This is all great.
Right.
But even with those systems in place, don't you still need clients to make this whole thing work?
Absolutely. You can have the most amazing automated business in the world, but if nobody knows about it, you're not going to make any money.
So how did this reviewer tackle the client getting challenge?
They focused on two key areas: writing proposals that actually landed clients, and then using tiered pricing to attract a wider range of clients.
Okay, let's unpack those one by one. What do you mean by compelling proposals?
It's not just about listing your services and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
The reviewer learned to tailor each proposal to the specific needs of the client, showcasing their relevant experience.
So they were really putting in the effort to personalize it.
Exactly. They weren't just sending out generic templates.
And that worked.
It did. This approach actually landed them a six-figure deal.
Whoa. Okay, that's a big win.
Right.
Now, what about tiered pricing? What is that exactly?
Think of it like a menu.
Okay.
Instead of offering just one option, you're giving people choices.
I like it.
So the reviewer started offering different service packages at different price points.
So they weren't just targeting one type of client. They were casting a wider net.
Exactly. And it allowed them to cater to different budgets and needs.
Did that actually boost their revenue?
It did. And even more importantly, it helped them attract a wider range of clients, which is key for a sustainable business.
That's awesome. So we've been talking about this one reviewer's experience, but the source we're looking at actually includes more than just their story, right?
You're right. It features success stories from other people who went through the program, too.
It's like social proof that this stuff actually works.
Exactly.
What were some of the other highlights from those stories?
Well, one person achieved $80,000 in just 4 months. And then another one drastically improved their work-life balance.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Cutting their work hours in half while still making a great income.
Nice. So it's not just about money. It's about freedom and flexibility.
Exactly.
I like it. So where does this program go from here? Is it just an online course or is there more to it?
It sounds like they're expanding their offerings, which is cool. They're planning in-person workshops, books, more online courses.
It's becoming more accessible to more people.
Exactly.
What do you think that says about this whole concept?
I think it speaks to the growing demand for this type of knowledge.
Yeah.
And the desire for more flexibility in our work lives.
It's like the old way of working is being challenged and this program is riding that wave. But is this whole 10-hour work month thing really possible for the average person?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Right.
There's no easy answer.
Yeah.
It depends on so many factors. Your industry, your skill set, your willingness to learn and adapt.
So it's not a magic bullet.
Right.
It's a system that takes work and commitment and a whole new way of thinking about work.
Exactly. And that's actually what we're going to dig into more in the next part of our deep dive. We'll look at the potential pitfalls,
okay,
the mindset shifts that are needed,
yeah,
and ultimately whether this approach could be the right fit for you.
Awesome. Can't wait to dive in.
Me too.
So we've established that this 10-hour work month thing isn't some magic button you push.
Right.
And suddenly you're, you know, making a ton of money while sipping cocktails on the beach.
Yeah, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme.
But it's also more than just, you know, fluffy motivational talk.
Right.
There are actual strategies involved,
yeah,
which is what makes it so interesting.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's about finding that sweet spot between hype and actual tangible action.
Yeah.
And speaking of action, I think it's worth looking at this whole idea of a 10-hour work week in a broader context. You know, is this just like a niche concept, or are we seeing a bigger shift in how people approach work these days?
That's a great question. I mean, the traditional 40-hour work week has been around for so long.
Yeah.
Is that model really starting to change?
I think it is. Yeah, and there are a few reasons for that.
Like what?
Well, first, technology has just made it possible for people to work from anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, that's true.
The rise of remote work, the gig economy, it's given people more flexibility and control.
Makes sense. And I've also noticed a lot more emphasis on work-life balance these days.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, mental well-being. People are burned out. They want more time for themselves, their families, their hobbies.
Totally. And I think this program is tapping into that desire for a more balanced life. It's not just about escaping the 9 to 5, it's about designing a work life that actually aligns with your values and priorities.
I love that. Okay, so there's this bigger trend of people wanting more autonomy, more flexibility. Let's get back to the specifics of how this program actually helps people get there. You know, we talked about media buying earlier. I'm still curious about those custom audiences. Did the reviewer give any specific examples of how they actually used them?
They did, yeah. Remember how they were talking about struggling with Facebook ads at
Oh,
first?
yeah, just throwing money at it without a plan.
Exactly. The
It
spaghetti at the wall approach.
not very effective.
Not at all. But once they learned about custom audiences, things really started to click for them.
Okay.
They realized they could target people who had visited specific pages on their website.
Interesting.
So let's say they were running a promotion for a productivity course.
Okay.
They could create a custom audience of people who had recently visited their blog post on time management tips.
Ah, so they're not just reaching people who are kind of interested in productivity in general. They're
Right.
zeroing in on the ones who've already shown a specific interest in that topic.
Exactly. It's like inviting the people who are peeking in the window to actually come inside and learn more.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
That's so smart. So it's like the difference between casting a wide net and using a laser pointer.
Totally.
Did they mention using any other types of custom audiences?
Yeah, they also talked about using lookalike audiences, which is where Facebook's algorithms come in.
Okay.
Basically, you give Facebook data about your existing customers or leads,
Right.
and it creates a lookalike audience of people who share similar characteristics.
So if you know that your ideal customer is, let's say, a 30-something female entrepreneur who loves yoga and podcasts, Facebook can find more people like that.
Exactly. It's like saying, hey, Facebook, find me more people who look like my best customers.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And it all comes back to really understanding your target audience
Absolutely.
and using the tools that are out there to reach them effectively.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to email marketing. I'm still kind of stuck on the fact that the reviewer was able to increase their open rates by 30%
Yeah, that's impressive.
just by personalizing their emails.
Yeah.
What kind of tactics were they using?
Well, first of all, they stopped sending those generic blasts to their whole list.
Makes sense.
They started segmenting their list based on things like purchase history, interests, engagement levels.
So instead of sending everyone the same email about a new product launch, they might send a different email to people who had already bought a similar product in the past.
Exactly. Great example. And then within those segmented emails, they used personalized touches like addressing people by name,
Yeah.
referencing their past interactions with the business.
It's about making it feel more human.
Totally.
Right.
And when people feel like you're speaking directly to them, they're way more likely to actually open your emails and take action.
Okay, I'm convinced personalized email marketing is the way to go. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room, outsourcing and automation.
Okay.
I know you mentioned that the reviewer was hesitant at
Oh,
first,
yeah, they were a control freak.
but they eventually came around. What were some of the biggest lessons they learned from that experience?
Yeah. I think the biggest takeaway for them was that outsourcing and automation aren't about replacing yourself.
Yeah.
They're about freeing up your time and energy so you can focus on the things you're actually good at.
So it's not about becoming obsolete, it's about being more strategic with your time.
Exactly. The reviewer realized they didn't have to do everything themselves.
Right.
They could leverage other people's talents and use technology to make things more efficient.
Okay, that makes sense. But I think a lot of people get stuck on the how of outsourcing.
Yeah.
You know, how do you find the right people? How do you make sure the quality is good? How do you let go of that control?
Those are all valid concerns, and the reviewer actually addressed those head-on in their review.
Okay.
First of all, they stressed being super clear about your needs and
Yeah,
expectations.
don't just assume people will magically know what you want.
Right. Treat it like a job interview. You wouldn't hire someone without explaining the role and what you expect from them.
Exactly. And then once you've found someone who seems like a good fit, what's next?
Start small. Don't give them a huge project right away.
Okay, baby steps.
Exactly. Build trust, gradually increase responsibility as you go.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
What about automation? I feel like that's another area where people get a little overwhelmed.
I get it. But here's the thing. You're probably already using some form of automation without even realizing it.
Really?
Yeah, think about your email spam filter.
Okay.
That's automation. Or those online scheduling tools that save you from all the back and forth
Oh,
emails.
that's true. I never really thought of those as automation.
They are, but I know there's still a learning curve with some of those more advanced tools like Zapier and HubSpot.
Yeah. Did the reviewer have any tips for getting over that initial hump?
Yeah, they basically said start small.
Yeah.
Focus on automating one task at a time.
So don't try to do everything at once.
Right, baby steps. And there are tons of resources out there to help you learn. Zapier and HubSpot have great tutorials and support.
Okay.
Plus, there are YouTube videos, blog posts that break it all down.
So just be patient with yourself.
Yeah, embrace the learning process.
And celebrate those little wins along the way.
Exactly. And once you start seeing the benefits, automation, the time you save, the reduced stress, you'll be hooked.
Okay, so we've covered media buying, email marketing, outsourcing automation. But haven't we forgotten something crucial? Even with all those systems in place, you still need clients, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You can have the most amazing, streamlined, automated business, but if nobody knows about it.
It's not going to do you much good.
Exactly. And that's where this program's focus on client acquisition and retention is so important. It's not enough to just build a great product or service. You need to know how to market it and get those ideal clients.
So, did the reviewer share any specific insights into how they landed that six-figure deal? That's pretty impressive.
They did. And it really boils down to understanding your client's needs and writing a proposal that addresses their pain points.
So it's not just about listing your services and rates.
Right. Remember how they were talking about sending out those generic proposals at
Yeah,
first?
like a shot in the dark.
Totally. The reviewer learned to ditch the cookie cutter approach and really take the time to research each potential client and tailor the proposal to them.
So each proposal was like its own little marketing campaign.
Exactly. It was about positioning themselves as a solution to the client's problems.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It's about building a relationship, not just closing a deal.
Exactly. But what about those clients who maybe aren't ready for a big ticket package?
Yeah, did they address that?
They did? That's where tiered pricing comes in. Remember, it's like offering a menu with different options?
Right, to cater to different budgets and needs.
Exactly. So instead of just having one price for everything, they started offering different packages with varying levels of service and support.
So they were able to attract a wider range of clients.
Exactly. Some who were just starting out and maybe only needed a basic package,
Yeah.
and others who are ready to invest in a more premium experience.
I love that. It's about meeting people where they're at,
Absolutely.
giving them options that work for them.
Yeah. Did the reviewer give any specific examples of how they structured their tiered pricing?
Yeah, actually, they talked about having a basic package that included a certain number of hours of consulting or coaching,
Okay.
and then a mid-tier package that added on some extra resources and support,
Okay.
and then a premium package with like VIP access and personalized attention.
That's a great example. So it's not just about randomly choosing prices, it's about being strategic and offering increasing value at each level.
Exactly. Did they find that one package was more popular than the others?
Interestingly, the mid-tier package seemed to be the sweet spot for a lot of clients. It was a good balance of value and affordability.
Okay.
And the higher tier package, while not as popular in terms of volume, attracted clients who were really committed to their success and willing to invest in that extra level of support.
That's fascinating. It shows that there's a market for different levels of service.
Absolutely.
And it's up to the entrepreneur to figure out what works best for them and their ideal clients.
You got it. It's all about experimenting and finding that sweet spot that aligns with your values, your expertise, and your target market.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot here. Media, buying, email marketing, outsourcing automation, crafting those killer proposals, tiered pricing.
It's a lot.
But I feel like there's something we haven't really addressed yet.
Mindset. All these strategies are great, but what if someone's approaching this with the wrong mindset?
You're so right. We can't just talk about tactics and tools without talking about the underlying beliefs and attitudes that drive our actions.
So, in the context of this 10-hour work month program, what kind of mindset do you need to actually make this stuff work?
Well, I think there are a few key things.
Okay.
First, you have to be willing to challenge your assumptions about work.
Okay.
Let go of the idea that you have to grind and hustle 24/7 to be successful.
So, ditch the no pain, no gain mentality.
Exactly. Embrace the idea that working smarter, not harder, can actually lead to better results and a happier life.
Okay, I like that. What else?
You need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Building a business, especially one that kind of goes against the traditional model, it requires stepping outside your comfort zone,
Yeah.
being willing to experiment, to fail, to learn along the way.
So ditch the fear of failure, embrace the learning process.
Exactly. Failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of the journey.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
What else is important for that success mindset?
You need to believe in yourself.
Okay.
Believe in your abilities, believe in your vision, believe that you can achieve what you set your mind to.
So ditch the self-doubt and embrace your inner badass.
Exactly. And remember, mindset isn't a fixed trait.
Right.
It's something you can cultivate and strengthen over time.
So be intentional about your thoughts, your beliefs, the way you talk to yourself.
Exactly. And the more you practice these mindset shifts, the easier it becomes to use the strategies we've been talking about and create a work life that you actually enjoy.
This has been so insightful. I'm already feeling inspired to rethink how I approach my own work, but I know we've got more to cover. What's up next on our deep dive?
So we've talked about the potential benefits of this 10-hour work month program, but it's important to remember that it's not a perfect fit for everyone.
Right.
In the next part of our deep dive, we'll look at some of the potential downsides and challenges.
Okay.
And also some alternative approaches that might be a better fit for certain people.
So a reality check is coming up.
Exactly.
I can't wait to dig into all the nuances and see if this program really lives up to the hype.
Me too.
All right, so we've looked at the strategies, the mindset, you know, the potential of this whole 10-hour work month thing.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Is this all just too good to be true?
Right.
Are there downsides or pitfalls that maybe we haven't considered yet?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, no program or system is perfect.
Right.
And I think it's important to look at this critically and not just buy into the hype.
So what are some of the potential downsides or red flags that kind of jumped out at you from this material?
Well, one thing that stood out to me was the focus on digital marketing and online businesses.
Yeah.
And while those skills are super valuable and offer a lot of flexibility, they're not for everyone.
Right.
You know, not every business can easily transition to the online world.
So someone with a, you know, a brick and mortar store.
Right.
Or a service that requires, you know, face-to-face interaction.
Exactly.
They might not find this program as useful.
Exactly. And even within the world of online businesses, there are so many different approaches and strategies.
Right.
So what works for one person might not work for another.
So it's not one size fits all.
Definitely not. And I think that's where self-awareness is so important.
Yeah.
You know, you really need to be honest with yourself about your strength, your weaknesses, your interests, your goal.
Like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Exactly. And that actually brings me to another potential pitfall, the risk of information overload.
Oh, yeah.
This program throws a lot at you.
It does.
Which can be really overwhelming, especially if you're new to online business.
Totally. I could see how someone could get stuck in analysis paralysis trying to do everything at once.
Right.
And end up feeling more stressed.
Exactly.
Than they did before.
Yeah, and that's where prioritization comes in.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to do everything at once.
Right.
Pick one or two strategies that resonate with you and start there.
So create a personalized roadmap.
Exactly. Don't just blindly follow someone else's plan.
Yeah. And that brings up another important point, this idea of ongoing learning and adaptation.
Right.
The online world changes so fast.
All the time.
You have to be willing to, you know, keep learning and adjust your approach.
Yeah. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Okay. So we've talked about some of the potential downsides. What about those success stories? We touched on them earlier, but I'm curious to hear more about the specific ways people benefited from this program.
Yeah, I think it's important to look beyond the hype and see how this has actually impacted people's lives.
So did the success stories focus mainly on financial gains, or were there other benefits that people talked about?
It was definitely more than just money.
Okay.
While some people did achieve significant financial success, others really valued the flexibility and freedom this approach gave them.
So they were able to spend more time with family, pursue hobbies, just enjoy a less stressful life.
Exactly. One person talked about finally being able to take a real vacation without worrying about work piling up.
I like that.
Another one mentioned quitting their soul-sucking job and starting a business they actually cared about.
Those are some pretty powerful stories.
Yeah.
It shows that this program can really have a ripple effect.
It can.
Impacting not just your work, but your overall well-being and happiness.
Totally. And I think that's what makes this concept so appealing. It's not just about earning more. It's about creating a life that feels authentic and fulfilling.
All right, so we've explored the pros, the cons, the real life impact of this program. What about the people listening who are intrigued by this whole concept?
Yeah.
But maybe aren't sure if this particular program is the right fit for them?
That's a great question. And it's important to remember that this isn't the only way to achieve more flexibility and freedom in your work.
So what are some other approaches or resources that our listeners could explore?
Well, there's so many great books, courses, communities out there
Yeah.
dedicated to entrepreneurship, remote work, lifestyle design.
Yeah.
Some popular ones are The 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss,
Oh, yeah. Classic.
The $100 Startup by Chris Guillebeau,
Okay.
and the Nomadic Matt Travel Blog.
Yeah, those are all great resources. I think it's important to remember that finding the right path is often a journey of, trial and error.
Absolutely. What works for one person might not work for another.
And the key is to stay curious.
Keep learning.
Keep looking for new ways to improve your work and your life.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, that's a perfect note to end on. So, to our listeners who are feeling inspired by this whole 10-hour work month idea, I encourage you to do your research,
Yeah.
explore different approaches, and most importantly, trust your gut.
And remember, the future of work is changing, and you have the power to shape it. Don't be afraid to challenge the status quo and create a work life that truly aligns with your values and your vision.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been fun.
We'll be back next time with another exciting exploration
Yes, we will.
of a topic that matters to you. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep striving to create a life you love.
That's it. It's